It's turning easy. Easy. All right. It's going to be. How old are you?
10.
You're 2011. And what grade are you in?
5.
Do you like it? Grade 5 hard?
Harder than grade 4?
Let me just tell you what Flat Mark did. When he came to Ottawa, it was in the immediate weeks prior to the change of government. Now, what's the change of government? Yes?
We have an election.
Well, when we have an election, or when they have what is called a leadership convention, and a new prime minister is chosen. But you're absolutely right. So, after, when there is, in the weeks leading up to a change of government, a lot of work has to be done because the new government has to begin to work on its policies. It has to begin to work on what it's going to do. Okay, it's just a little bit like, for instance, Mr. Carvera, when he goes home at night, he has to work on what he's going to be teaching you tomorrow. And so when the new government is formed, it has to work on what it's going to do. And so we spent a lot of time prior to the new government working on what we were going to do. So there are pictures of Flat Mark in here helping us work on all of that policy that we were, all of the kinds of things that we were going to do. Now, then we come to the what I think was the highlight for Flat Mark. And that is, the new government has to be sworn in. Now that means that the new government has to officially take office. And that happens with the Governor General. Now who is the Governor General? Can anybody tell me who's the Governor General? The Governor General is the yes?
The Governor General is someone who takes the other place for Queen Elizabeth II.
That's exactly right. Good for you. Good for you. That's exactly who the Governor General is. And so, what the Governor General does in the role that you have just described is that she swears in. She officially makes the Prime Minister the Prime Minister, and she also makes the ministers who run the government. She essentially makes them officially become ministers. And this is a very, very, very big ceremony. And it's a very, there's lots of television, but there are only very few people invited. And the guest of honor at the swearing in was Flat Mark. What Flat Mark has done is he has brought to Ottawa, to the nation's capital, to the government, this idea from you, how important it is that government look at, have new ideas, that they look at things differently, and that government learn from people, not just they don't just learn from people who are sort of working in the government, but they've got to learn from other Canadians, just like right. You. You know what I think we should do as we close this off is I think that we should really give your teachers a great, great round of applause.